I hope that everyone had a good Thanksgiving. You know, having that day of Thanksgiving, spending time together as a family. I saw on social media there was a lot of pictures and a lot of people had a good time. Saw a lot of eating. But it was nice to have that celebration, that national holiday, the pausing and the reflecting on our blessed and how we are so blessed to live where we live, to have the things that we have, the freedoms in this country. But are we thankful for the little things? Let's go to a short story I would like to read. When Mrs. Wilson told her first grade class to draw a picture of something for which they were thankful for, she thought how little these children who lived in a deteriorating neighborhood actually had to be thankful for. She knew that most of the class would draw pictures of turkeys and beautiful tables full of food and decorations, as that was what they believed was expected of them. What took Mrs. Wilson by surprise was Douglas's picture. Douglas was very shy with the other students and was likely to be found close to Mrs. Wilson as they went out to recess. Douglas' drawing was simply this, a hand. But whose hand? The class was captivated by the image. "I think it must be the hand of God that brings us food," said one student. A farmer, said another, "because they grow the turkeys." "It looks more like a policeman. They protect us," said another. "It is supposed to be all the hands that help us." Mrs. Wilson had almost forgotten Douglas in her pleasure at finding the class so responsive. When she had the students at work on another project, she bent over his desk and asked them, "Whose hand was it?" Douglas simply looked at her and said, "It's yours, teacher." Mrs. Wilson was taken aback, but then recalled all the times she had taken Douglas by the hand to recess or to the lunchroom. She did that from time to time with many of her students, but did not realize the impact it had on Douglas. Are we like Douglas? Are we thankful for God's hands in our lives? Let's turn to Psalms 119. Psalms 119. You know, Psalms 119, we're going to start with verse 164 and go to 165. This is the Psalms of David. "Seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgment. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble." Do we stop and give thanks for how he takes care of us and guides us? David praised God seven times a day, showed his thankfulness. David looked back and remembered God's faithfulness and thanked him for it. He was reminded of the many times God had delivered him. He was thankful for God's provisions, power, his presence in his life. David was thankful for the guidance, thankful for the protection, and thankful for the relationship he had with God. Many of you know that I was in the tool business for about 15 years, had a lot of protection in several harrowing situations. There was a particular day when I had a customer charge onto my van in a rage as he believed that I had overcharged his account. He threw all his tools and his money at me and grabbed me by the shirt. I grabbed a pry bar as I was prepared to defend myself. I could see that he was not in his right mind. And at that moment, it appeared like he was going to punch my lights out. All of a sudden, he stopped and looked back. There was a man from the shop that had never been on my van before, who just stood there, didn't say a word. I just looked at him. The customer let go of my shirt and left. After he left, the mystery man left, and I never saw him again. I have no doubt that was God's intervention at that moment. After I collected myself, I prayed and thanked God for his protection. Do we stop and reflect on the times God has intervened in our lives? Do we stop to thank him? Do we have that spirit of gratitude? God wants us to have that spirit of thanksgiving. Let's go to Luke 17. Luke 17. I believe this is the spirit we're looking for. Gives a really good example. Luke 17, we're going to start verse 11. I'm going to read through 19. Now it happened as we went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." I believe this man had the spirit of gratitude, and he was thankful for his healing. We need to be like this one who was thankful and returned to Christ to express his gratitude, to offer praise. Christ provided this to us as an example. Let's look into the unthankful. Let's go to Romans 1:18. Romans 1:18. This will kind of give us the other side. Romans 1, we'll start at verse 18. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Let's skip down to verse 21. "Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." When we focus on what God's hand has given you, you do not look at what you don't have. Give thanks for a little, and you will find a lot. As we think about thankfulness, being thankful, all the blessings that are bestowed on us, I want to close with one last scripture. Let's go to Philippians 4. Philippians 4. Philippians 4, and we're going to start at verse 6. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus."